progressive, respectful, mentoring, compassionate. These are the values of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. And now we proudly present Palmdale Regional Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
What is a healthcare recruiter's primary goal when working with potential new hires? How do you find the best employees for the hospital setting? My guest today is Jennifer Delgadillo. She's a recruiter in human resources at Palmdale Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. So what is a healthcare recruiter's primary goal when working with potential new hires?
Hi, Melanie. So my goal is to first identify the candidate's level of experience and ensure that I'm matching them with the proper unit and the proper position.
So what things stand out as positive when interviewing potential employees?
Definitely attitude and body language. And obviously because the first thing that I do is a phone interview, it would be their phone demeanor as well.
So what's your advice on a great resume? Do you want to have somebody target their resume for a specific position? Give some good resume advice.
Absolutely, yes. So targeting your resume for the specific position is key, and trying to keep it basic. Bullet points are actually my favorite, as they're easier to read and they're straight to the point.
What things should people avoid putting on their resumes?
Definitely salary ranges and experience that is not relevant to the position. So again, just keeping it straightforward.
And what things should people make sure they include on their resume? What's really important for them to have on there?
One of the main things is obviously to have their correct contact information and work history with dates of employment that pertain to the position that they're applying to. That makes it easier for the recruiter to evaluate and make sure that we can reach the candidate.
Something that people get a little nervous about is that first interview. How important is that interview?
Well, the interview is the first impression that we will get out of the candidate. So this is the applicant's chance to actually sell themselves to the leader. So it's very, very important.
And what should be the first thing a potential employee thinks about when preparing for this interview?
Always have at least 5 resumes with them, just in case, they get a panel interview and obviously be prepared.
And what about how they look, Jennifer? Is there anything you can give them advice-wise about how they look?
Be dressed professional. Typically people think that maybe dressing in scrubs would be the best, but I would always recommend to come dressed professional for an interview. Scrubs is not really necessary for a clinical position, obviously for an interview. So just come dressed professional. Make sure that, you look well presented.
And typically, how long does the hiring process work from submitting the resume to actually receiving an offer of employment?
It could take anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks.
And how does Palmdale reach out to potential employees for needed specialty areas of employment?
We have recruitment, job fairs, social media advertisements. We also reach out via email to potential candidates that have profiles on LinkedIn, CareerBuilder, or Indeed.
And how educated should a person be on their potential employer when coming in for their interview? Should they come prepared knowing the basics of the hospital?
Always. I always recommend to research the company and come in with questions regarding the company's history. This shows a higher interest and also gives the leader an idea of how prepared they actually were. So if they get a name of the leader, it's always best to maybe read on their history as well.
And what if a person doesn't have hospital experience per se, but they have specific job experience? Will they be considered for a position?
Well, most of our positions require experience, but some are willing to train. So it's just always best to read the requirements for the position before applying. If they state willing to train, then they will be considered.
So in summary, Jennifer, give your best advice for that phone interview, the first interview, the resume. Kind of wrap it up with your best advice for people on getting and landing that perfect job at Palmdale Regional Medical Center.
Well, my best advice would be to make sure that they're applying for the position that they're qualified for. Make sure their resume is tailored to that position. Again, bullet points, as we don't always have all the time in the world to read every resume. So just bullet points, get to the point. And again, contact information. If you are applying for a position, make sure that your phone is always on you, because if we call you to set up a phone interview or set up a face-to-face, you know, and you miss that call, you know, you might not get that chance again. So absolutely have that phone handy. And just relax. You know, this Palmdale Regional is a great place to work. We're always looking for a great candidate. So, you know, just make sure that you are prepared for the interview and give it your best.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being with us today. You're listening to Palmdale Regional Radio with Palmdale Regional Medical Center. For more information, you can go to palmdaleregional.com. That's palmdaleregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.